Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Daled. We are up to Siv Chav Zayin, the second line on page Kuf Ayin Tes, which is the page following 356. The Mechaber says in Siv Chav Zayin, Gachelas Hamunachas B'mokom Shebrabim Nizokimba. If there is a coal that is resting in a place where people can get damaged, yochel l'chabosa, you are allowed on Shabbos to extinguish the coal. Bein im hishal mateches, bein im hishal eitz. Whether this gacheles is made out of metal or whether it's made out of wood, the harambam oser bishal eitz. The Rambam, however, asers putting out the coal if the coal is made of wood, and we'll see why in the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, sef katan pei beiz. So yochel l'chabosa, you're allowed to extinguish it. Umari she'ein lo eitza eich l'taltla mimakom zeh. We're talking about a case where there is no option of moving it somewhere else. L'fanosa l'mokom acher she'ein rabim metzuyim ba. There's no possibility of moving it to a place where the rabim won't get damaged. They're not found there. The ilav hochi. Because if that was not the case, but rather there was an option to move it over, bivada yoser tov sheyafana osav lo yechabena, for sure, it's better to move it. That would just be moving something that's muktzah rather than to extinguish it, which is a much more serious inyan. Sivkotan pegimel. So when you can't move it and you are allowed to extinguish it, so the Mechaber said it doesn't matter if it's matechas or it's eitz. Ve'ein b'zeh mishum mitzareif. Putting out the metal that is burning is not an isra of mitzareif, which is what? Haynu shemechazik esakli al yedei hamayim tzonanim sheshofech aleha. Mitzareif is you're strengthening a kli by pouring cold water over it. So there's no isra of mitzareif over here. Kevan she'ein mechavin lazeh. Since that is not your intention, therefore that will not be a problem. Sivkotam peidalud bein shel eitz, whether it's metal or it's wood. The kibui shechayev min haTorah, hu dafka kishemechabe lasos pechamim. The only time extinguishing is an issa daraisa is if you are extinguishing because you want the remaining coals. Aval stam kibui have malacha shein tzrich lagufa. However, a stam extinguishing is normally considered a malacha shein tzrich lagufa. You don't want the coals; you just want the fire, not the damage. V'hu rak issa derabanan a malacha shein tzrich lagufa. According to most, as we'll see, is only an issa derabanan. So memelo uvamokom hezek to the rabbin in a place of a hezek to the rabbin sheyuchla lihinozek begufa and logozru in a place where their bodies can get damaged. The rabbanon never made the gzera, and therefore the malacha shein zugufa will be mutter. Alva b'mokom hezek the mamona aser. However, that's only if their gufim will get damaged. If their mamon will get damaged, then it is in fact aser kamosha kasa sivchav hey, like we saw earlier in sivchav hey. The Harambam Svirle, the Chayev Malacha Shein Atzrich Lagufa, the Rambam's famous Shita, that a Malacha Shein Atzrich Lagufa is a Chiyah Daraisa, Ulakach Aser Bishal Eitz, that's why the Mechaber ends off and says, the Rambam asers if it's of wood, Abal Bishal Matechas, Leke Isser Kibu Meratoro Lekuyama De'enu Sarif. However, if it is of metal, it doesn't become a real coal, it doesn't burn, and therefore even if it's the Rambam, there would be no Isser Daraisa. Sivkotam Beheva Rambam Oser, the halacha kedeya rishona. The halacha is like the first shita. Malacha shein tzrich lagufa is the rabbanon. The makom hezek they never assert, and therefore you can't extinguish a coal whether it's made out of metal or even if it's made out of wood. One interesting note over here is note number 91. Umi'achar shel halacha mutar l'chabos gam gachelas eitz. After we just said the halacha is you're allowed to extinguish a coal of wood, b'mokom chash nezek l'rabim, when there is a concern of damage to the rabbim. So cost of Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan writes, sheyesh o tziba lahatir l'chabo sreifa bizmanenu. That is more of a reason to be allowed to extinguish a fire on Shabbos nowadays. Sharei bizmana gemara chatzero sevsiku ben habatim l'sh sarabim. In the olden days, they used to have courtyards in front of their houses before you got to l'sh sarabim. Ve'ilu bizmanenu habatim benuyim samach l'sh sarabim. And nowadays, our houses are built right next to the l'sh sarabim. Ve'harbe gecholim noflos ma'asreifa l'sh sarabim. If the building is burning, a lot of coals are falling out towards the l'sh sarabim. U'mutr l'chabosam ibnei nezak rabim. Unlike the halach over here, you are allowed to extinguish these coals to prevent the damage to the rabbin. U'mi'achar shelo nitan l'chabos kol gachel z'mokam shenofla. Since it's impossible to go running after every coal that's falling out of the building, mishum sha'ruach mifazrosan l'mokomos rabim. The wind is spreading there everywhere. Mutr l'chabos esad leika atzma k'deilim. No, Yisrael Nezek Rabim. Zokta Aruch HaShulchan, you would be allowed to extinguish the fire on the house before it comes to that point of the coals falling out and blowing around in the wind, which could cause the Hezek of the Rabim. That concludes Simen Shin Lamed Aled, and now we begin Simen Shin Lamed Hey. Din Chavish Anishbara. A very similar halacha we've been discussing. In the last thing we were discussing, extinguishing a fire on Shabbos. Here we're discussing a barrel that breaks and you're losing your wine and you want to save your wine on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Chavish Shanishbara, a barrel that broke. So Matzilin Mimena Mazon Shalosh Seudos, you are allowed to save from the barrel 3 Seudos worth of wine. Afilu bekelim harbe, even if you're going to use a lot of vessels, the ilu bekli echad, because if you're only going to use one kli to save the wine, afilu machzig meya sudos matzel, even if that one kli is going to save 100 sudos, it's still going to be mutter. Not only can you save 3 sudos with various vessels, the omer la'acheren bov hatzil lachem, you can tell others, go and save wine for yourselves as well. Ubovachelo yisvog, as long as you don't take a sponge to sponge up the wine, the hainushalo yasim hasvog b'mekomaya in lachzor latifo, you can't put a sponge there to then put it back in the barrel so it should drip out. Gzeira shema yisro, there's a gzeira you might come to squeeze out the sponge. Even if you have a sponge with a handle that we learned earlier, there's no gzeira over there that you're going to come to squeeze out. It is still usher to sponge up the wine. Shelo yasa kederach shuosa b'chol. That would be considered a weekday activity and would be usher anyway. Velo yitapach b'shemen, meaning lahachnich yado ulekancha b'svasa keli. You can't put your hand into it to get some of the oil if the oil was in the barrel to then rub your hand on the side of the kli to put the oil back in. You can't do that as well. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim dafko chavish anishbara. All these limitations are dafko by a barrel that broke. When the barrel breaks, you're about to lose a lot of money, shabohul. So you're thrown off, you're in a bahala. V'im yatzil, and if you're going to save your wine or your oil, chayshinen sheyisaknena. We're worried you're going to come to fix the barrel, which is a serious isser. Aval im nistak, but if the barrel didn't break, it just got a crack. The other tif tif, it's just coming out drip by drip. She'eno bol kolkach, so you're not going so crazy. You're not so worried. So mutter lahatzil bekelim liklof letzare, then you would be allowed to save the wine or oil that's dripping out with kelim over there. Liklof letzare, we'll see, is really a reference to what we'll see in Sipes. The Mishabu is going to tell us if the barrel is on the roof, you can catch the oil or wine that's dripping out or put it against the building as it's dripping to catch it. V'yesh omrim de kol zeh lo ma'ari el lahatzil mechatzer lechatzer. Some say all these limitations are only to be saving the stuff that's in the barrel from one chatzer to another chatzer. Aval lebayis acher she'erev imo, but to save it to another house that you have an erev with, matzilim b'chol inyan, you could save in all cases. Kemoshen is bar el gavid leka, like we said earlier, by a fire. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, Chavish shenishbara, a barrel that broke. Ve'ein chiluk bein shenishbara ve'lo nishba chadayin legamri al ha'aretz. There is no difference whether the barrel broke and the wine did not yet spill out completely on the ground. U'bein shenishba kfar al ha'aretz, or it already all spilled out. So it doesn't matter whether the stuff inside the barrel is still inside the barrel, you're trying to save it, or it already fell out to the ground. Either way, the same thing applies. Shebikol zeh choshashu chachamim. In all these cases, Chazal were concerned. Shinovo lahatir lahatzil bekelim harbe. If you're going to come, and we're going to matter you to come and save with many vessels, yosem yishalo seudas, more than 3 seudas worth of nifa Shabbos, mitoshu bohu lechazir achar kelim harbe, since you're going to be in a behola to run after many vessels, yivim gam kein derech ushsarabim, we're worried you're going to come to carry the vessels through a public domain. O sheyavu lasake nechavish anishbara, or you're going to come to fix the barrel that is broken. V'yesha sovrim, there are those who say, tikishenishbach meachavish legami ala aretz. They say, no, there's a chiluk. If it already spilled out to the ground, the barrel broke and it all spilled out, Oslo shayel shubo lahatsu, we're not going to say over there, you're in a behola to save it. Kevan shekvar nasa, what's done is done. The damage was already done. So the Shumas Adeshin says, then there would be a chiluk. You can save it with more vessels. The Efsher Sheish Lahokel came bismaneno. It could be, you could be lenient about this. Nowadays, Shein Matsui Etzleno Rishas Arabim. Nowadays, it's not common to have a Rishas Arabim. And since one of the major concerns is you might come to carry vessels in Rishas Arabim, we anyway don't have Rishas Arabim, so you can rely on the Chumas Hadeshin. If the barrel already broke and everything is out on the ground, that you can go ahead and save more than 3 meals worth. Va'ayin shom b'shumas adeshem she'eno matir ki'im lisho v'lishbo koma duboy ki'im l'so kosos katanos. The Chumas Hadeshin does right, even though the whole thing spilled out, and you could bring more vessels to save it, but it's only into small cups. Only kosos katanos, d'chi ha'gavna lav uvdu d'chol. That way, it's not the normal way to do it during the week. She'ein derech kein b'chol. Normally during the week, if you want to save your wine or your oil, you bring bigger kalim, not small kalim. And therefore, he says, that will be okay. Ukishem Mishan and the Oath of the Chol, when you change from your normal weekday activity, Lo Chayshin and Shiovalidim Malacha Daraisa, we're not worried you'll come to a Daraisa of carrying Rosh Harabim or of fixing the barrel. We're not worried about that because you have a sign that you're doing it with a Shinui from the way you normally do it during the week. Sivkotan Beis. We said in a regular case, when the barrel breaks, you are allowed to save 3 sudas with the wine. Hainu Kodam Achilas Arvis. This is talking about like we had in the beginning of the last sinah by the fire. 3 sudas if it's before your Friday night sudah. It will be 2 sudas if it was in the morning before your Shabbos day sudah. And only 1 sudah worth if it's before Shalosh Shudas. Kimo Shekosav Rei Simen Shin Lamed Dalet Ayin Shom, like we saw in the beginning of Shin Lamed Dalet. However, V'ayin B'Tosef Shabbos Shekosav, looking at Tosef Shabbos, who writes, Deheichi Dehayayin Matsui, in a place where wine is commonly found, V'derech L'shtoso B'chol Hayom, and they would normally drink wine the whole day, Umikol Shekein Shar Mashkim, certainly if it wasn't wine, it was other drinks, She'enu B'yoke, which are not expensive, Kokach so much, V'shosin Kol Yom, and you drink it all day, Yochol Lahatzil Tfei, then you will be allowed to save more, She'ein kevel ishtia. There's no set amount of drinking when it comes to food. So then we saw by a fire, you can only save the amount of food that you need for that day because we eat a very exacting amount. We eat 3 sudas. When it comes to drinking, unless it's wine that's very expensive, that's bedafka for the sudas, if it's wine you drink throughout the day or any other drink you have throughout the day, so there's no limit of how much you drink, and therefore this limitation of the 3 sudas would not apply to liquids. Sivkatan gimel v'omer la'achem, you can tell others to save for themselves 3 sudas as well. Hainu gamke mazon shalos sudos. The Mechaber just said you can tell others to save for themselves. The Mishabura says they can save for themselves also 3 sudas, like we learned earlier in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Tziv Tes. V'lo yitapach v'shem, and we said you can't put your hand in the oil and then rub it off on the kli. Hainu gamke mitam zeh, that's also because of this concern of uvdu d'chol. It first said the sponge that has a handle, you're not worried you're going to squeeze that, is usr because of uvdu d'chol, and then it brings in the case of putting your hand in the oil to wipe it off to save the oil that way. That's also considered a weekday activity. Sivkotan hey, the Rama said, there are those who say the whole limitation is only when the barrel broke. So then you're bohul. But if the barrel only cracked and it's dripping out little by little, so then you're not bohul, and then you can bring as many kalim as you want. Liklofu letzarif. Zakta Mishabura, like we said, din zeh shayla kamonasev beis. This is really nogea to tomorrow night sif. Kishen nishbura birosh hagag. Where the barrel broke on top of the roof, v'nak dehochet, just mentioned over here, the balash mino that is coming to teach us, the yochel lahatzil b'kelim, that you can say with a lot of kelim, v'haynu afilu b'kelim harbi, even a lot of kelim, but that reference of liklot v'latzarif is the way you would save the liquid that's falling off the roof, either catch it midair, put the kli up against the wall, and as it drips in, it's not no gale when it's on the floor like our case, it's just bringing it in to emphasize the point that you can bring many kelim when it's only a slow drip. Sivkotan vav. The last point the Rama said was, there are those who say that this is all discussing to save mechatzir lechatzir. But if it's to another bias in the same Erev, so then you can say whatever you want. Says the Mishabura, Hainu afilu lechatzir acher she'erev imo. Even if there's an Erev chatzeros that's connecting the different chatzeros, you are still limited in your saving. Mishum, the reason is, Dekevan she'enu mekora, since the chatzeros are not covered with a roof, they're open. Dami yaktzas l'rishus harabim, they do resemble a little bit like a rishus harabim, which is an open area. Vigazru and chazal medigzera, she'em natir b'kelim harbi, if we're going to allow you to save your wine with a lot of vessels, mitol shehu bol, since you are very bol, yishkach shehu Shabbos, you'll forget it Shabbos, v'yevim derokh rishus harabim, He will not be able to mechalek between the chatzeros and the rishis harabim because they're similar in that they're both not covered, and you might come to do a daraisa. However, if it's to save to a house that has an eruv with you, that is fine no matter what. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, Hataz mefakfik paza. The Taz takes issue with this Rambo. The gam gabet leika ein dinza muskam. Even when there was a fire, it wasn't so pushy that you could save to another house that is covered. However, the yiraba miyashvo. However, the yiraba answers up the Rambo why we could be more lenient over here than by a fire. And in note number 6 in the back of the Sefer on page 65, he explains why. He says, Sha'af osam shechmiru, even those who are machmir by a fire, lo hechmiru elagabet leika, their chumru was only by a fire, shekein ledaita machshashu shema yechabe. By a fire, the ikar concern was you might come to extinguish the fire. U le'inyan zelo moel lohutzi lebayas makora. The one who says the real concern is you'll put out the fire if you're so busy with it. So what's the difference if you're bringing it to a covered area or not a covered area, a house? Once you're busy with saving from the fire, you might put out the fire. That's why it was us over there. She'ein hotza'a labayis makora mo'ila el l'chash hotza'a. Carrying to a house that is covered only helps you lagabe the isra of hotza'a, does not help you lagabe the isra of extinguishing a fire. Which is not case over here in our sif, when we're discussing a barrel that broke. Here the chash is you might come to carry the shizarabim. So then yesh lahokil lahatzil labayis acher she'eravimo. Then you could be lenient to carry out to another house that's in the eruv shekevan shum makora, since it's covered. Ein adomel shizarabim. It's not similar to Shrabim. So it depends what the concern is. If the concern is extinguishing, it doesn't really matter, according to one shita, whether there's a cover or no cover. But if it's carrying, so then only when it's open, it resembles a Shrabim. If it's covered, it doesn't resemble a Shrabim. Go back to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin. So we said the Taz is mafakfek on the Ramah. The gam gabet leika and din zamuskam. Even by a fire, everyone didn't agree to this. It wasn't so posh you can carry it to a house that's covered. V'hel yirabah miyashvo. Like we just saw in the note, the yirabah answered it up and said that when it comes to an iser of carrying b'ikr, so then you can be more lenient because when it's covered, it doesn't resemble a rishis rabbin. Ach, le'inyan lahotzi l'chatzer shalosh she'ena tzricha l'eruv klal, but to carry out to your own chatzer that does not need an eruv at all, it's from your house to your chatzer, it's really one rishus, gam ha'taz mitzade de'esh l'hokel l'hatzel b'chol'inyan, also the taz leans to be lenient in this case that you can save in all cases, it doesn't resemble anything, you're carrying from your house to your chatzer, that will be mutter, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Emir Tashem, with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.